Dear brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ, this weekend we are invited to reflect upon the theme, Formation as we renew our stewardship. And it is very appropriate to the theme that today we celebrate All Saints' Day. It is good for us to reflect the reasons why we honor the saints. Firstly, saints put their trust in Christ and lived heroic lives of faith. Saint Paul asks us to serve and to honor such noble souls. In his epistles to the Corinthians, to Philippians, and to Timothy, he advises Christians to welcome, serve, and honor those who have put their trust in Jesus. The saints enjoy heavenly bliss as a reward for their faith in Jesus. Hence, they deserve our veneration of them. Secondly, the saints are our role models. They teach us by their lives that Christ's holy life of love, mercy, and unconditional forgiveness can be lived by ordinary people of all walks of life and at all times. Thirdly, the saints are our heavenly mediators who intercede for us before Jesus, the only mediator between God and us. Fourthly, the saints are the instruments that God uses to work miracles at present, just as he used the rod of Moses, the bones of the dead, the towel of Paul, and the shadow of Peter to work miracles. The first reading that we heard from the book of Revelation speaks of John's vision of saints in their heavenly glory. We heard a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. Offering us the Beatitudes in today's Gospel, the Church reminds us that all the saints whose feast we celebrate today walked the hard and narrow path of the Beatitudes to arrive at their heavenly bliss. The Beatitudes are God's commandments expressed in positive terms. They go far beyond what is required by the Ten Commandments, and they are a true and reliable recipe for sainthood. As the second reading suggests, saints are people who have responded generously to the love of God has showered on them in their lives. There is a joke told about in this contest. There were two little neighbor girls about the same age, one Christian and one Jewish, were constant companions. After one Easter, the grandfather of the Christian girl asked her what her friend had received for Easter. The girl looked at her grandfather in surprise and said, "But Grandpa, you know that my friend Becky is Jewish and she wouldn't get anything for Easter." Then she went on to explain patiently, You see, I am Easter and she is Passover. I am Christmas and she is Hanukkah. Then, with a big smile on her face, she added, "But I am really glad that both of us are Halloween." Dear friends, irrespective of what our profession is and what we are, all of us are called to form ourselves to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect and holy. And today, as we reflect upon the formation, it is said it is ongoing formation and ongoing education. So till the end of our life, we are called upon, we are invited to form ourselves, to become better, to become perfect, to become holy as our Heavenly Father is holy. Today, All Saints, the Feast of All Saints Day, as well as the Liturgy of the Word, invites us to learn to follow the following life messages. Firstly, we need to accept the challenge to become saints. Jesus' invitation, "Be holy as my Heavenly Father is holy." St. Augustine once asked, "If she and he can become saints, why can't I?" Secondly, take the shortcut practiced by three Teresas. First Teresa, Saint Teresa of Avila, "Recharge your spiritual batteries every day by prayer, namely listening to God and talking to Him." Second Teresa, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, "Convert every action into prayer by offering it to God for His glory and for the salvation of souls and by doing God's will to the best of one's ability." Third Teresa, Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, "Do ordinary things with great love." And thirdly, today is also a day for us to pray to the saints, both the canonized and the uncanonized, asking them to pray on our behalf that we may live our lives in faithfulness like theirs and so receive the same reward one day for each one of us. Let us pray for this grace. May the good Lord bless each and every one of us in this regard. Amen.